Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As this is the first time my delegation takes the floor, let me start by congratulating you upon your assumption of the chairmanship of the GGE on lethal autonomous weapon systems convened under the CCW. We would like to take this opportunity to appreciate the work made by the previous chair, Ambassador Janice Karklins, and thank him for his effort to find commonalities in the commentaries on the at the national level of the 11 guiding principles submitted by several high contract parties earlier this year. We believe that the CCW's high contracting parties should continue with the path of meaningful discussions which have already promoted greater understanding of laws, including their future implications, associated challenges, and benefit. As many commented before me, discussions thus far in the framework of the GGE have already produced an ambitious product in the form of the 11 guiding principles. In our view, such future discussion of the GGE have the potential to achieve further progress and narrow the gap between national positions, including on ways to continue addressing the issue of emerging technologies in the areas of laws. Mr. Chairman, Israel's general view is that the law of armed conflict, or international humanitarian law, IHL, already applies to the potential development and use of emerging technologies in the area of laws. In our view, human judgment will always be an integral part of any process regarding emerging technologies in the areas of laws and will be applied during their life cycle. And we believe that humans will always be responsible for the use of laws. Moreover, in Israel's view, it is important to note that besides the potential risks that may be associated with laws, there are also operational advantages to the use of laws as well as clear advantages from the humanitarian perspective. Our full position on the operationalization of the 11 guiding principles as we submitted to Ambassador Karklins can be found on the CCW website. We look forward to continuing meaningful discussions during the work of the GGE. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
The Chair thanks the distinguished delegate of Israel.